Next up, we have lightning bolts.
And that was how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact. Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure what happened, but they said my small
intestine... When's she going to shut up?
Who does she know this party anyway?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels.
Hey, excuse me? What did you just say?
I apologize. I was so caught up by your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it.
You should have just asked me. I can explain it all in much greater detail.
Oh, great. Now look what you did.
This is too disgusting, so you might as well show us pictures of the procedure.
Oh, right. The pictures. I almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Ugh, nasty. Why would you do that?
I think I'm about to vomit.
Hey, so who wants cake?
Lightning bolt is mine.
Yes, she's
I'm sorry if that sounds rapey, but that's just the way it is. I'm sorry also if she's like 12 years old. I will have to refrain if that's the case.
We'll find out, and then you can meet. Lightning Bolt. You can have a Who's Voice girlfriend.
Lightning Bolt, if you're like 12, please say so in the next email so I'll stop and then not look like a creeper. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was really good.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah.
I like this a lot.
Like, as I've been saying before, the believability was awesome. I like that you didn't have that many, cartoon character voices. Actually, you didn't have any, I don't think.
Cartoon character voices on the show so much. Unless they're, super good.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if it fits the situation and you can pull it off, go for it. But, I'm really glad that you, chose the more realistic voices, because it really worked for you.
Me too.
Yeah.
I really like your Russian accent a lot. A lot.
Oh,
maybe
God.
Some of my friends say I like it too much, but that's okay.
I really hope you're not 12.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm done.
I really like this. Okay, done. Please don't be 12. Okay.
Next up, we have... I really need to start looking at the next person we have. Next up, we have Gurr.
And that is how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact. Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure how it happened, but they said my small intestine...
Jeez, man! When is he going to shut up?
Yeah! I mean, who does he know at the party anyway?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh yeah! I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels!
Excuse me, what did you just say?
I apologize. I was just so caught up in your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it. So, continue please.
Oh, you should have just asked me. I can explain it all in much more greater detail.
Oh, great! Now look what you did!
This is so disgusting! You might as well just show us pictures of the whole procedure!
Alright, the pictures. Almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Ew, nasty!
Why would you do that?
I think I'm about to...
Hey, so who wants cake?
I like people's vomit noises on here, because they're always, 1 second. And, when you really vomit, you vomit for, a long time. At least I do. I vomit a lot.
I vomit for a long time.
I drink a lot, and I vomit a lot.
We don't drink here. We're all sober people.
Oh, yeah.
Never had a drop in my life.
You are a little alcoholic. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Anyway, Grr.
First of all, Invader Zim is epic win. Okay, just had to say it.
I don't remember Invader Zim that much.
Well,
the character
Gurr is from Invader Zim. Dot noob.
No, I knew that.
Then why are you saying Gurr like he's a tiger?
Because I just like saying it like that. Because Gurr was the little puppy thingy. I remember. He was like the puppy.
I don't know. I've never seen the show. I just know it's from Invader Zim and I was trying to show off.
I thought, again, the believability wasn't all there, but I had a little bit of trouble telling apart the voices in the beginning. And there was a lot of clicking, mouse clicking.
All his voices sounded constipated.
They definitely sounded strained.
Oh, yeah.
In some sort.
Oh, yeah. I'm listening through really shoddy headphones, but was his mic quality an issue for you?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
To me, I couldn't get over the mic quality. Like, that was the biggest issue for me. I know this isn't a mic quality competition. That would be a really boring competition. But if you have like a rock band mic or something, you could totally use that. That's what I'm using, and you can see I sound crystal clear.
Yeah. I think you were trying really hard to make everyone different, but it just sounded like you were straining your voice a lot, and the believability wasn't there.
You had looked at this scene and really thought it out, it didn't feel well thought out to me. It felt like it was just kind of like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And don't keep the mouse clicks in. That makes it, it just like brings us out of the scene even more.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't follow my example. For me, the mic quality killed it. And then the voices also killed it, but the mic quality killed it first.
Mm-hmm. I think we should try to work on, trying to work more on believable, realistic characters instead of someone that are over the top and are like, talking like this all the time. You know, because, like, who really talks like that?
Maybe
one person in the world. So just try working maybe on speech patterns or, like, if you want to work on different accents or something like that.
Yes.
Or talk with different parts of your mouth.
Yes.
Like, maybe one time focus more on the nasal nose or talk more in the back of your throat or something like that, you know? Things like that. Shut up. What?
Nothing.
That was legit.
I know. I think he's younger, so I'm not going to make a... I was going to say something horribly inappropriate towards you, but I'm not going to because he's younger. So I'm done.
All right, I'm done. Next up, we have Bea McCully.
And that's how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples. Fully intact. Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure how it happened, but they said gonna shut up?
Who doesn't even know at this party anyways?
Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating?
Oh, yeah. I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels.
Excuse me, what did you say?
I apologize. I was so cut up by your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it, so
you should have asked me. I can explain it in much more greater detail.
Oh, great. Now look what you did.
This is so disgusting. You might as well just show us pictures of the whole procedure.
Oh, right. The pictures. Almost forgot about them. Here they are.
Oh, nasty.
Why would you do that?
Oh, I think I'm gonna do...
Hey, so who wants cake?
Bea McCully. Oh my. Yeah.
You're like really a fan of the nerd voices.
I like that vomit sound.
I like the little interesting music in the background.
Yes. So nice.
I thought this was pretty good.
Me too.
They were pretty distinct and yeah.
These all sounded realistic too. More realistic than what we've heard so far.
Right.
They were kind of similar to each other.
Yeah, I felt like, I don't know if you were trying to make them all nerdy sounding, but some of them, like there was like two that sounded kind of nerdy character same-ish. I don't know what I'm saying. Basically, two of them kind of sounded the same a little bit, but I think you did enough of them where it was like good to be pass.
Well, I mean, again, I think if we're focusing on non-cartoony, realistic-sounding voices, this was not bad.
Yeah. No, I thought this was pretty good. I definitely think this is one of the better ones of tonight.
I did like your vomit noise. A lot. A whole lot. That's how
Dylan's getting hot and bothered. Do you have anything else to say?
No. I need to go take a cold shower now.
All right, I'm done too. Next up, we have the artichoke.
And that is how the lobster claw ended up in my stool samples, fully intact. Now, the doctor wasn't completely sure how it happened, but they said my small intestine? Jeez, when is he gonna shut up? Who does he know at this party anyway? Who cares? Don't you find this incredibly fascinating? Oh yeah, I've always wanted to discover the wonders of the human bowels. Excuse me, what did you just say? I apologize, I was just so caught up by your interesting description that I wanted to know more about it, so... Ah, you should have asked me. I can explain it all in much greater detail. Oh great, now look what you did. This is so disgusting. You might as well just show us pictures of the whole procedure. Oh, right, the pictures. Almost forgot about them. Here they are. Ugh, nasty. What? Why would you do that? Ugh, I think I'm about to... Hey! So who wants cake?
His vomit voice, it sounded like Tiana's deep voice.
Oh my god.
Well, here, let me tell you about the artichoke.
Yes.
We told him we would only pass him on fail it if he submitted a monologue from Princess Diaries, and he indeed did. So he's my hero. Yes.
Oh, was this on Perform It?
No, on Fail It, I'm sorry.
Oh. I like him. I do too, but I feel like you really didn't sound that much different in all your voices.
The acting was very reedy sounding to me, and the voices weren't all that different, but you did try for realism.
Yeah, like...
I don't know. This is a tough one.
I felt like you tried really hard, but I feel like you need to put more into it, put more energy into the characters that you're trying to develop, because if you don't, then you'll just sound like you're one person... trying to sound like different people instead of different people. You need
look
to sound
at speech patterns and stuff again too.
Yeah, like you can't just have different intonations. Wait, intonations, is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying that right? I don't know why.
I know you don't speak English as a first language, but you're doing a good job. So
oh, thanks, Dylan Collins.
You're welcome.
Yeah. But yeah. When you are trying to make these different characters, I definitely think you need to put more energy into it. Don't be afraid to, like, go all out and, like, really try for it. Because, like...
Live your dreams.
Yeah, live your dreams.
Don't be afraid to follow your dreams.
Don't be afraid to fail.
Dance or... like no one's watching and love like you've never been hurt. Don't be afraid.
But, yeah. I feel like you just need to get more into it and
follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams. Yeah. I don't know. I felt like this was one of the weaker ones of tonight.
I did too, and that bums me out because I really like you. If you need to like vomit better, I can send you a picture of Snowfender. It might be very helpful. She is hideous.
Whenever you look at me, it just vomits forever.
Like an Asian toad.
Asian toad.
Like an Asian toad girl. Just Dylan disgusting. Carnes. Just hideous and disgusting.
Dylan Carnes, ribbit.
She's... Okay. It was one of the weaker ones of the night. I don't know. It was probably in the bottom four or five for me, so we'll see what happens.
I like you, though, Artichoke. You seem like a really nice person.
He did a Princess Diaries monologue, so I like him.
I like you.
I like you. Do you like me? I like you. Do you like me? I like you. Do you like me? I like
you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are we done?
Artichoke. Yeah.
I like you. Do you like me?
I wreck you. Do you wreck me?